approaching just a day after the worst earthquake in 70 years hit the East Coast. The quake and the storm have some people wondering why we seem to be dealing with more natural disasters than usual, or are we? Here to help us sort out all of this, many more questions, Bill Nye, the Science Guy, and Sam Champion, weather anchor for ABC's Good Morning America. Good evening to you, Sam. You're a busy man. So listen, Hurricane Irene barreling. Does this stand a chance to become a really major storm? Are we in trouble?
Yeah, I think this is going to be a major storm. There's nothing between it and growth. It's getting all the support it needs by warm water, clear air fields to get this thing to strengthen. It will at least be a 4. Could even tip into a 5 at some points before weakening and heading toward land. And we believe, based on the current projections or track, if it follows the track the Hurricane Center has set up for it, it kind of kicks off on the Outer Banks and then could even find a home on Long Island and then go on into New England later on in the date as a 1 or at worst case scenario 2. So it's something that everybody on the East Coast has to watch this storm. They just have to. Mm-hmm. Every update could change and we need to be prepared.
Mm-hmm. And Bill, you know, hurricanes heading up the East Coast are much rarer than hurricanes in the Gulf, correct?
You're talking to me? Yeah. Well, sure. So far, yeah, but there's a lot of energy in the atmosphere, and there are hurricanes. They've been going on for many, many hundreds of years, thousands of years, and so we all just have to be prepared for it. Just as our infrastructure, our electrical wires and our internet and our television communications become more important to us, we rely on them more, and we have to make sure we secure that stuff. And that's going to cost money. Yeah. But what's the cost of having it all blow down? And there you are.
Yeah, we'll talk about the cost of natural disasters in just a little bit. But I want to stick now with the hurricane here because, Sam, it's more worrisome because it's so populated along the East Coast. You've got Boston, you've got New York, you have Philadelphia, highly populated cities. So what should people be doing in places they're not really used to hurricanes?
Well, you know, and when you grow up in the South or you're in an area that you're used to it, everyone knows, okay, we're going to fill the bathtub with water, we're going to fill some jugs with water,
or
we got to get flashlights, or we're going to leave the areas that are low-lying that could actually take some storm surge. So maybe we start with that. If you know that you're in a floodplain, a coastal floodplain, and you know the storm surge here is expected to be at least 4 feet in some of those areas and sometimes higher, then you want to get out of those areas where the water is going to be an issue. If you're going to be in an area where the power is going to go out, then you have to have flashlights, batteries. You've got to think about water because those are the two things that go first. Your power is going to go first when a tree takes out a power line or the wind does, and then you're not going to have anything. So what do